This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast on my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, don't forget, a special shout goes out always to our military men and women for listening to us. Thank you very much. And to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, all those people keeping America rolling along, and a special shout goes out to our roughnecks working on those oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, up in the northern part of the United States of America, and our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia who have been chiming in tonight. Thanks very much for what you do. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, and let's go back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, we've got a situation. We talked about the president, and we talked about the DOJ, and we talked about Attorney General Bob Barr, but you bring up a very interesting point in that we had the Iowa Democratic chairman resign yesterday because of all the problems they had in Iowa with that program that they were testing that had been developed by some former Clinton people. Now, ironically, Denise, the same program exists in Nevada.
Yeah, but Nevada, as soon as this whole thing came down, Nevada said they were not going to use it. So we will see if that's the case or not. But yes, Nevada bought the same phone app.
So where are we going now with this? Because we've got South Carolina, which I believe is an election where they will tabulate votes. We got the caucus.
Primary.
Caucus in Nevada. And of course, Joe Biden is saying, oh, I'm in it to win it, and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. But it's just, what a mess they created right now with all of this. What a mess.
Yeah. And that just goes to show you that they kind of throw their own people under the bus. They're throwing, this Price guy who's was the Democrat chairman or president of Iowa.
Right.
So he got thrown under the bus. He's out of there. And maybe rightly so. They had called, several had called for Tom Perez, head of the DNC, to step down. He said he's absolutely not going to do this. Now they're going after Bernie Sanders because they don't want him to have the nomination because they feel like if he gets the nomination, or whoever does, they say, you know, vote blue, whoever it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a situation here where you're voting for socialism, if it's Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got other Democrat House members that are up for re-election that feel like that this could cost them their reelection because this is where the party's going,
mm-hmm.
meaning that some of them want to be a lot more moderate. I mean, they are in a crisis mode. Then it looked like they were going to push out Bernie or try to push out Bernie to put in somebody that was a lot more moderate being either Buttigieg, Klobuchar, or Bloomberg. Mm-hmm. Now I'm finding out that Bloomberg's got a whole nother set of problems that have bubbled to the surface. They're looking very carefully now at Buttigieg because he's anything but moderate. I mean, he even endorsed the Green New Deal. And he wants to legalize all drugs. We are watching a party here that is really, they're self-inflicted wounds. I'd like to actually go back and maybe invite your listeners to go back and look at the Democrat plank, which they do every 4 years, and see where these candidates from Sanders all the way to Bloomberg actually toe the line on the Democrat plank. Because obviously they're not. They're making up their own. Then you have Elizabeth Warren, who she's blown off, interestingly enough. She's blown off operations for the most part in South Carolina, including her advertising dollars, and she's placing them all on Nevada. So, yeah, they're a party that's in crisis.
By the way, I just got an email from a listener. I'm going to read it. Says, Captain, what I'm about to say is echoed in Wikipedia. In the 1950s, lots of us believed that commies were in the woodwork of our beloved USA. President Ike thought so, too. He told his cabinet that the addition of the phrase under God might make Americans feel a bit closer to heaven. They all agreed. So Ike gave the idea to the Senate, and they loved it. The House was just as happy with it. So after both houses adopted unanimously, Ike signed it into law and radioed the nation of the new addition to the pledge. And its debut would be Flag Day in June of 1954 nationwide. And this person says, I remember this well. I was a teen, blah, 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 blah. That's how Under God wound up in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, that's really a very good point, because if you compare politics today to politics in the 50s or 60s, you will find that there were things that government was not a part of, and government would say no to an awful lot of requested spending because it was contentious. And now today, these crazy things are accepted. So that's really a good comparison.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way. And, oh, by the way, the virus, call it what you want because it's got a secret code name now, the virus is spreading. Numbers have gone up dramatically yesterday, especially in China. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude,
Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, over on the right tab of the homepage, you'll find the USCCA logo link right there. Click on it, and once you do, you'll have the opportunity to sign up for the free Gun of Day giveaway. You'll also have a second opportunity to sign up for the free $25,000 cash drawing, which is going to take place in September, and good luck with both. Now, once you do that, you'll also have an opportunity to join the USCCA, and they have three levels of membership. Whichever level you choose, you should do one of them, because you never know what's going to happen if you have to defend yourself with a weapon of any type, because the legal system doesn't always get it right, and the last person standing is the first person they're going to look at. Now, with the three levels of membership, you get up to $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, so check it out. My website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and then click on the logo link that's right there. USCCA, and away you go. All right. Denny Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us now. I will go with the breaking news that just came out here. The DNC and the House Democrats are wanting an immediate investigation into this a bar of business where he's and the president, where they're trying to back off Mr. Stone's recommendation for imprisonment, and you explained the normal procedure that it would have been a couple of years, $2,000 a fine, something like that, not 7 to 9 years and all this other nonsense that they're trying to do. And now they're calling for an IG as well?
Yeah. You know, so they're going to use this case to is another springboard to go down to impeachment part two. And, you know, if Trump was asked in a little press thing yesterday in the White House about this, and, you know, he said what he said. Okay, fine. Well, that's a little bit different than tweeting about it, because tweeting about it then looks like he's already injected himself into the case and putting pressure on Barr to change up the sentencing recommendation. So he just needs to, I mean, I don't know. If he wants to tweet about it, he needs to tweet more carefully about it. But so now here's where we are. We've got yet a new scandal that the Democrats are seizing on, calling for, you know, Barr to testify, which he's going to do before the House Judiciary Committee on March the 31st. Now Kamala Harris in the Senate wants him to testify. Now they want to have an IG assigned to this. It's not going to really go anywhere because the Inspector General, I mean, the Attorney General can do what he pleases.
Sure.
I mean, and the Inspector General's really, in cases, work for the Department of Justice. I mean, they work a... So, yeah, it's just another brewing, percolating event here that's the Democrats are seizing on.
Okie dokie. Well, let's see here. Let me drift on over here real quick. We've got a telephone caller. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes. Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Yeah, Captain.
Good morning.
I had a brain fart when I was asking you about the statute of limitations. I'm glad Denise is there. I'd like to ask her, what is her thought about the statute of limitations, the last of that, with Clapper and Brennan? How was that allowed to happen when they're supposedly lied to Congress also?
All right, well, we'll answer the question. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, yeah. I'm not sure I know what the statute of limitations is, so I can't really speak to that. However, I will say this. When Clapper lied before the Senate, he was responding to a question by Senator Wyden. He later on amended, this is the interesting thing, he amended his testimony. And this is a kind of a off-ramp that Congress gives to witnesses because they always have, they have said, I'll take the question for the record, meaning that I'll answer the question later, or because I don't know, and I'll go find out and then submit a response in writing, or... they will go into a classified setting and put things into other context. Or if they said something wrong, they get a chance, I think, up to 5 days to amend their answers, their testimony. So, yeah. I don't think that they afforded that same thing to Roger Stone. Now, let me say this. I'm not a big, huge fan of Roger Stone, but 9 years is absolutely excessive. Given what I did yesterday, going and looking at normal sentencing for a lying and witness tampering. I don't know what the witness tampering part of his case involved, so it'd be too hard for me to speak to that, but often it's a minor part of a larger part of a case.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Clapper got off. That's just where we are. well, I don't know what else to tell you. It is. I think this is an attempt by Barr to really begin to clean some things up here, and the Democrats just don't like it. So anything that Barr does, the Democrats are going to, you know, pounce up and down, stomp their feet with their hands on their hips.
Yep.
And we're going to have to live through this. This is the platform that they have taken, including, I might add, that there was allegedly an intelligence briefing in the House Intelligence Committee yesterday or day before yesterday, and all the Republicans on the Intelligence Committee refused to attend. And why they refused to attend is because Adam Schiff is not addressing the FISA abuse that came out in the Inspector General's report. So this tells you just how divided stuff is in both chambers of Congress.
Well, they need to impeach Adam Schiff.
You know, there's no such thing as impeachment.
I know, but let's create with something. All right, well, let's move on because otherwise we'll be on this all morning. I want to play something because Joe Bagadonis chimed in and said, how come nobody's talking about Joe Biden's senility or obvious terms of dementia here? Listen to Joe Biden in 2016 at the Democratic National Convention. Listen to how he sounded then.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. Ladies and gentlemen, 8 years ago, I stood on a stage in Denver. And I accepted your nomination to be Vice President of the United States. And every single day since then, it's been the honor of our lives for Jill and me. Every day, we've been grateful to Barack and Michelle for asking them to join us in this and join them in that incredible journey.
Now, there's a video to this, too, and I was watching it. Very clear, very lucid, no problem there. And there is some question now as to whether or not he's become senile, over the hill, some people would call it, or if he's got dementia.
Well, he's clearly dancing to a distant drummer. I will say that. But here's the fascinating thing. After I'm going to have to take your listeners back to, I think, 2009. After New Hampshire, within hours after New Hampshire, that he bailed out and went immediately to South Carolina, he now has a new committee campaign chairperson. And this person happens to be none other than Anita Dunn. Anita Dunn used to be the Barack Obama's White House communications director. And she happens to be married to Robert Bauer, who was one of Barack Obama's White House attorneys. Now, why is this interesting? Well, because Biden is still clinging on to all things Barack Obama in his time as vice president. But what's more particularly interesting about Anita Dunn is she was the one who gave a speech that we may forget, so I'll help your listeners remember that two of her favorite people were Mother Teresa and Mao Zedong. Anybody remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's his campaign chair now.
All righty, well, time flies when you're having fun. We'll have to talk to you tomorrow to be continued.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll talk to you then. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go on over there, truck on over there, see what she has to offer for all the great articles she writes. By the way, we're going to get into the coronavirus when I come back. It's going to be part of my military segment here. Many, many, many more cases reported yesterday. Many more deaths in China. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump isn't saying whether he's going to give a pardon to his former advisor, Roger Stone.
I don't want to say that yet, but I tell you what, people were hurt viciously and badly by these corrupt people.
New reports are surfacing that more resignations are coming in the Justice Department. This after Attorney General William Barr withdrew a sentencing recommendation of 7 to 9 years for Stone. Democrats are charging the Attorney General with helping President Trump with abuse of power.
I have formally requested that the Inspector General of the Justice Department investigate this matter immediately.
The president also targeted the judge who was overseeing Roger Stone's case, which prompted an unusual remark from fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I don't think the president should have tweeted about an ongoing case.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Schedule a tour today at the National Aviation Academy by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. All right, for more about the National Information of National Aviation Academy, here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, veterans and people just getting out of the military right now, and high school students that are planning on graduating from one of those vocational schools or technical schools, this is for you. Because instead of going either to the job that's going to pay you 80% or you're going to start out as an apprentice, because they forgot to tell you that, how would you like to start out at the top of the heap? 40 hours a week? Have the opportunity to make $60,000 a year or more. It's all up to you. The more you work, the more you make. But instead of 4 years of college or 4 years of whatever, you can finish your school and your training in 14 months and wind up being a certified aviation maintenance tech and have everything wide open for you with a tremendous future and career and not have to worry about a job or a place of employment or anything. Because even when airlines have problems where they no longer are around and they change owners or they shut down or whatever, the people that work for them, especially the mechanics, are the ones that always are able to find a job. Now, I want you to go to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, to schedule a tour. Schedule an appointment with them and take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the other one that's right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, right here in our backyard. So there you go. Now, the Army, the plan was for engineers, cavalry scouts, and armor crewmen to join infantry soldiers next year in starting extended initial training programs that would last 22 weeks, giving higher quality to new troops to units. Now that plan is being curtailed due to the Army budget. So, you won't be having that happen anytime soon. And the Army also wants to buy 40,000 pairs of mixed reality goggles. You heard me right. 40,000 pairs of mixed reality goggles. Now, the do-it-all goggles would be outfitting about half of the close combat forces from infantry to scouts to engineers starting next year. We'll see what happens when they do that. Also, when you talk about different things going on with the military, the Army has got 100 soldiers that are transferring from their current assignment to the new U.S. Space Force Command beginning in 2021. So that's something that's available to you, too, if that's something that you want to do, if you think you have something to offer for the Space Command folks. Now, the Navy is expected to buy its first new generation frigate in the coming months. So, over the next few years, the FFG X-LAN is what it's being called. We'll see what they look like. Obviously, things are going to be a lot more different when they do that. Ships will be a little bit smaller. And the Navy and Marine Corps leaders met with Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who, by the way, I believe is over in NATO right now today with a meeting, and his staff to work through the Navy and Marine Corps amphibious new, ambitious new shipbuilding and force structure plan, which we should be able to see within the next week or two, according to everything that we're hearing coming up. Also, the Air Force officially okayed beards, turbans, and hijabs for religious reasons for members of their branch of the service. Okay. That means we're going to see a lot of the Sikhs with their turbans on and their beards because that's part of their religion. And the Air Force increased investment in space and future force capabilities is coming at a cost of retiring a number of legacy aircraft, a move likely to elicit sharp congressional opposition. And we'll see how that plays out. Now, the Marine Corps, in lieu of what happened in Pensacola, has placed new restrictions on foreign troops and their access to Marine Corps installations in an attempt to improve base security in the wake of that base shooting by a foreign country student who killed 3 sailors and wounded 8 others in Pensacola at the naval base.
And to that, I say it's about time. Where you been? But we'll see how all that plays out. And the Coast Guard's been busy. Coast Guard cutter yesterday was sailing to a mystery debris site that had been reported in the Atlantic Ocean about 126 miles southeast of Wilmington, North Carolina. Now, this is believed to be a missing vessel that the Coast Guard's been looking for a little while. It's a debris field. We'll see. We'll soon know. And also, the Coast Guard lieutenant that was accused of stockpiling guns and targeting Supreme Court justice, prominent Democrats, and TV journalists, and was convicted to a prison sentence of more than 13 years, is appealing his sentence. He wants it reduced. Well, we'll see what happens there. No guarantees in life, right? And the rollout of the Department of Veterans Affairs' new electronic health record system will be delayed for an undisclosed period while the VA ensures it will work within the department's current IT framework and trains employees to use it. Also, Military Veterans in Journalism aims to help former service members find work, but also increase the number of veterans working in the media. And that's a good thing. I know we've, our station here, my home station, has actually looked at many cases, veterans coming in to take positions that were available. And there's three of us here right now at our station. Now, the Department of Veterans Affairs is proposing spending $682 million more next fiscal year on mental health issues and ramping up funding for suicide protection efforts by one-third as it faces congressional scrutiny over a series of tragic incidents on VA premises over the past year. And for that, I say it's about time. About time at all to do that. And three founders of the bankrupt Vector Launch have created a new startup called New Space Networks. Now, that will be around to develop software products and applications such as data analysis, cybersecurity, and the Internet of Things. Again, we'll see how that all goes. By the way, not to be outdone, the Democrats are picking up another GOP vote ahead of a showdown of President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. That's coming up in the House and the Senate, too. I'll be back with more and Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, right after these messages. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after a short break.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, this conversation I'm about to have with Chris Marchese, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical down there in Sarasota. Now, Only Eyes Optical, if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes, then check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. They're located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call, schedule your eyeglass appointment because you'll need to have an eye exam before anybody can get you any glasses. That's usually the procedure, at 941-444-7984 with their optometrist that's on call there. Diana Reason, of course, is a licensed optician, and she can take care of all of your eyeglass needs. And if you've got a price from another place, you know, one of those big box stores, well, let's see. She will meet or beat any other advertised price. So just bring the ad along with you. Give her a chance to do that. Now, Only Eyes Optical, again, located at 6541 Superior Avenue, which is in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Their phone number, again, 941-444-7984, and always make sure to tell her the captain sent you. All righty, well, joining us right now, Chris Marchese, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning.
It seems that the Democrats are all bent out of shape about the president's comments about Roger Stone and this, that, and the other, and they're questioning whether or not the president and the attorney general has the ability to be able to make stipulations on sentences and terms and all that. But when you take a look at what's going on, and I did yesterday, he does, and they do.
Oh,
Listen, it's going to get, at this point in time, I think it's going to get thrown back to the judge, if I'm not mistaken. And mm-hmm. this is, again, this is another one of these, you know, pretty far left wing judges that, you know, went after, what's his name there? The other guy, name will come to me in a minute. Another guy got thrown in jail that worked for Trump, but it wasn't even about, they went after him, but it was, they got him for something else that he did like years and years,
Manafort.
Years ago. Manafort. Jesus.
Yeah.
Thanks. Just early. My brain's
I was trying to say,
it wasn't
Flynn. I know that. So, yeah. Okay.
No, Manafort. Yeah, you're right. So it's going to get thrown back to the judge. He's a very left wing judge. We'll see what happens. I just look at it in terms of justice. These are not crimes that are the process crimes is what they are. And, you know, this is part of the thing when you're dealing with the Justice Department, you're dealing with the FBI. You better make sure that your mind is right and you're accurate, because if you think that you're right and you say a certain date or a certain time, but it's actually a different date at a certain time, you can go to jail for that. So you best just keep your mouth shut, pretty much, when it comes to these things, and not really saying anything if you can't remember it exactly, or say, I just don't know, I don't remember, I can't recall, because it's called process crimes, and that's what they nailed this guy on.
Well, the forewoman of the jury that convicted Roger Stone was apparently very busy on social media, as well as Twitter. They have gotten a copy, and by they, I mean the Department of Justice has gotten a copy of the anti-Trump posts that surfaced from the forewoman and a couple of other jurors before the trial, during the trial, and after the trial, which would be grounds to have the trial declared a mistrial.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this. It's news to me, and if that's the case, then you're right. I mean, you know, you're talking 7 to 9 years
right.
in prison. I mean, I live in New York now, and everybody in this the area seems to have lost their mind in regards to what justice is. We got people running around in the streets that have committed homicide, that have gotten caught with machine guns, and are shooting up police stations here, and we can't even keep them behind bars. So you tell me what makes sense. I don't get it. Listen, I'm not a big fan. People, we love to, you know, telling our kids, and we love, you know, patting ourselves back about our justice system here in the United States. I think it's a horrible. I don't like the way our legal system works at all. I think it's ridiculous. I don't like the way lawsuits work. I don't like the way that it's not equal across the board. I always have.
And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go there and check it out. Okay, here we go. Going across the pond to China. A record 242 people in one day, the record number for people dying in China, brings the death toll up to 1,310. It's obvious to me that this virus is still nowhere under control, even though they said that they thought it might be. There's been a sharp rise in confirmed cases, not just in China, but also in some other places. They found out that this thing can be passed through, of all things, the pipes, because they had one apartment building where somebody 10 stories away from another person wound up getting it just through the water pipes.
That's interesting. I don't believe anything that's coming out of it. I mean, this is the information that we're being told. They tell us, you know, 240 something. I don't buy it. I don't think that the Chinese are being honest when it comes to this, because they're never honest when it comes to that. You name for me a communist government that's even been even close to the truth ever. When it comes to anything. You can't.
I can't.
Okay. Yeah, they have to control narratives. They have to keep their people under control. They're in a very, very difficult predicament right now. They should have allowed the World Health Organization in earlier. They should have alerted everybody earlier. They didn't. You're talking about the amount of people that are quarantined there. It's off the charts. So, no, I don't believe anything that they're telling us, and I think it's much worse.
Now, the U.S. Airlines have extended their China flight cancellations into late April right now. Instagram is reportedly working to tame the fake posts coming out about the coronavirus coming out of China and allegedly other places. So apparently there's a lot of fake stuff that's going on right now. And just in general, China's economy is really hurting right now because of this, because they've had to stop shipping things out of the country, and they can't get anything into the country.
Yeah, it's a mess. The inflationary pressures continue to hit China because they don't have stuff. You know, they have money, it's, you know, but they have too few, too little amounts of items coming in. So, you know, the prices of these goods are going up because there's just a scarcity that they're dealing with right now. So yeah, they're dealing with a major problem. It would be nice if they could work with the rest of the world, in a much better fashion. But again, they don't want that because sometimes they're more concerned about protecting their narrative and protecting their party than protecting their people.
Now, our Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has come out and once again reiterated his statement that there is no reason why rising wages and job gains will end.
Yeah, I don't see it either at this point in time. The economy is very, very strong. You know, let's say, you know, different things can happen. Coronavirus is something that could get out of control. It's something they have to continue to pay attention to without a doubt. But, you know, overall, the economy continues to move along at a nice pace.
Now, Charles Munger, who's a newspaper company executive as well as a Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated vice chairman, has said that the U.S. newspapers are just about finished and they will have no future in the scheme of things.
Yeah, it's the way things look. I mean, it's very, very difficult for them to stay afloat. It is. And again, they can blame the internet. I say, you know what, I blame them. Really, the reality is they have to blame themselves for not being able to adjust, for not covering news stories where people can't rely upon them anymore. You know, you have to become, it's like a skill that you develop over time and how to go about reading papers and reading articles and looking for narratives and looking to try to find the truth amongst whatever they're trying to push at that point in time. I get asked all the time, every day, for quotes for various different newspaper stories, and you can see the questions that I'm asked from these various different writers, and especially when it regards to money. I mean, they're absolutely clueless. I get better questions from, you know, when I go to speak at a middle school to teach kids about money and how money works than I do from these people. They're just not that bright.
Mm. Well, I don't doubt that at all because, unfortunately, the reporters, there's a lot of rip and reading going on. You know what I mean?
Listen, it's just whatever their editors want them, direction they want to push them in, rather than just letting these people write a story.
All righty. Here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there to that website, check him out, find out all the different things that he has to offer. And when we come back, we'll be coming back to speak with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, so don't go anywhere. We will be back with him and a lot more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we go into hour number four. And Bo Browning from National Aviation will be around with us at the bottom of the hour next hour. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.